This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Meeting of both houses of the federal parliament scheduled for today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says obstructing parliamentary proceedings undermines democracy. Transport entrepreneurs halt public transportation nationwide, demanding reversal of ride-sharing rules. Negotiations to resolve dispute ongoing today. World Bank approves $257 million loan to Nepal for enhancing electricity distribution and irrigation services. And UN chief calls for a probe into killings near Gaza aid distribution center. Now, the news in detail. Both houses of the federal parliament are meeting today. The House of Representatives convenes at 11 a.m. with Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil scheduled to present a proposal for general discussion on the estimates of revenue and expenditure for the fiscal year 2025-26. Also on the agenda is the presentation of a report on the Federal Civil Service Bill 2082 by the Chairperson of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee, Ram Hari Khatioda. Later in the day, the National Assembly meets at 1:15 p.m. Finance Minister Paudil is expected to present a proposal seeking consideration of the Customs Bill 2080. Likewise, Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Raghuji Panta, will put forth a proposal for discussion on the bill on Martyr Dasarath Chand Institute of Health Sciences 2080, which was earlier passed by the House of Representatives. However, the ongoing stalemate in the House of Representatives remains unresolved. A meeting of top leaders from three major political parties held yesterday at the Prime Minister's office in Singadarbar ended inconclusively. CPN Maoist Centre Chief Whip Hitaraj Pandey stated that the opposition has refused to lift the obstruction, demanding the resignation of Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak on moral grounds. Speaking after the CPN Maoist Centre Parliamentary Party meeting, Deputy General Secretary Barsaman Poon said the party would continue to obstruct parliamentary proceedings unless their demand is met. On the other hand, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, addressing a CPN-UML parliamentary meeting in Baneswar, criticised the obstruction, calling it undemocratic. He assured that regular business of parliament would resume soon, dismissing the opposition's demand as unnecessary. Two rounds of discussions held yesterday between government officials and representatives of transport entrepreneurs concluded inconclusively. The meetings held at the Ministry of Home Affairs were led by Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak and included Chief Secretary Ek Narayan Arial, among others. President of the Nepal National Transport Entrepreneurs Federation, Bijay Chwar, confirmed that talks have been postponed until 10:30 a.m. today after failing to reach an agreement. At the center of the dispute is the new ride-sharing regulation introduced by Gandaki province, which transport operators have demanded be immediately suspended. During the second round of talks last evening, a negotiation committee was formed under the leadership of Joint Secretary Krishnaraj Panta from the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport. The committee has been tasked with drafting a consensus proposal. While multiple demands were raised by transport operators, most were deemed minor. The ride-sharing regulation remains the key sticking point. The strike, however, is taking a heavy toll beyond the transport sector. The Nepal Association of Tour and Travel Agents has issued a statement expressing deep concern over the strike's impact on the tourism industry. In a press release, General Secretary Yubika Bhandari said the strike has severely disrupted both public and tourist mobility in Pokhara, a key destination for domestic and international visitors. Similarly, the Tourist Bus Association of Nepal has also raised objections. Chairperson Bhishma Nepani called on all parties to ensure the uninterrupted and safe operation of tourist vehicles, emphasizing that tourism must not be held hostage to policy disputes. The World Bank has approved a loan totaling $257 million aimed at enhancing electricity distribution services and improving irrigation services. The World Bank, in a press release, stated that the World Bank's Board of Executive Directors on May 29th approved the loan for two projects. The project, led by Nepal Electricity Authority, will focus on constructing new distribution substations and upgrading existing networks. Former President Bidya Devi Bhandari returned home yesterday following her 10-day visit to the People's Republic of China. The former president visited the northern neighbor at the invitation of the Government of China and the Communist Party of China. Speaking at a press meet organized at Tribhuvan International Airport, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari, who accompanied the former president during the visit, said the visit remained successful, contributing to the strengthening of bilateral relations between the two neighbors. During her visit, the former president held significant meetings with the Chinese Vice President and the Communist Party of China's Foreign Department Chief. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Visiting International Monetary Fund Mission Chief Sarwat Jahan yesterday paid a courtesy call on Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudel. During the meeting held at the Finance Ministry, the two made the sixth review of the extended credit facility discussing the economic structural issues. Due to a sharp decline in foreign exchange reserves, Nepal reported a significant deficit in its balance of payments and subsequently obtained an extended credit facility equivalent to $395.9 million in 2022. The IMF agreed to disburse the loan in several installments over 4 years to support budget financing. Now on to an international news update. The UN Secretary-General has called for an independent investigation into the killing of Palestinians near an aid distribution center in Gaza on Sunday amid disrupted reports that Israeli forces had opened fire. Witnesses reported being shot at while waiting for food from the center in Rafah, run by the US and Israel-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. The Israeli military denied its troops fired at civilians near or within the site and said the reports to this effect were false. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres, in a statement on Monday, said he was appalled by the reports of Palestinians killed and injured while seeking aid in Gaza. According to International Committee for Red Cross, ICRC, the Red Cross Field Hospital in Rafah received a mass casualty influx of 179 cases, including women and children, at that time. Israel imposed a total blockade on Gaza on 2 March and resumed its military offensive 2 weeks later, collapsing a 2-month ceasefire with Hamas. It said the steps were meant to put pressure on the armed group to release the 58 hostages still held in Gaza, at least 20 of whom are believed to be alive. Israel launched a military campaign in Gaza in response to Hamas's cross-border attack on 7 October 2023. According to Hamas-run health ministry, more than 54,000 people have been killed in Gaza since then. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy across the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely at a few places of the hilly regions of the Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province and at 1 or 2 places of the rest of the country today. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high mountainous region of Kosi and Sudarpashchim province today. The division has stated that currently the western and central parts of the country are under the influence of westerly winds and local winds, while the most of the region in Kosi province is under the influence of monsoon winds. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 16 to 18 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 29 to 31 degrees Celsius. That brings us close to the end of this news bulletin. But before we conclude, let's have a quick reminder of the headlines again. Meeting of both houses of the federal parliament scheduled for today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says obstructing parliamentary proceedings undermines democracy. Transport entrepreneurs halt public transportation nationwide, demanding reversal of ride-sharing rules. Negotiations to resolve the dispute ongoing today. World Bank approves $257 million loan to Nepal for enhancing electricity distribution and irrigation services. And the UN chief calls for probe into killings near Gaza aid distribution center. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.